الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in Silsila Charismatic Personalities of Islam. Before we proceed ahead towards our silsila and program, let's make few good intentions. Because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, remember, if you do not make good intention before performing any permissible or good work, then you are not rewarded for it. So always, always remember to make good intentions before you start performing any good deed or any permissible task. Inshallah, it will help you. And remember, the more intentions you will make, inshallah, your reward will be multiplied. So dear Islamic brothers, I would like to mention one blessing of sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. The person who recites Durood Salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam 50 times a day, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam will shake hand with him on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So we offer salah 5 times a day. If we recite 10 times with each salah, easily 50 times we can recite Alhamdulillah, and you've heard, subhanAllah, the blessing and the reward of sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, as you're aware that the last few episodes, we have been talking about a beautiful, charismatic personality in the history of Islam, and that is none other than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And today we will inshallah azawajal try to look into a beautiful biography, further beautiful accounts of his blessed life, and we'll try to obtain pearls of guidance inshallah for all of us. Please make sure that you listen this silsila from start to end for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in order to seek the knowledge of Deen Islam and to seek the Madani pearls of guidance from the seerah of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah azza wa jal, it will benefit you. And a good idea is to have your notebook and pen with you and write down those important points what you learned today. Inshallah azza wa jal, it will benefit you. And later on, if you want to revise, inshallah, it will help you to remember what you learned today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khalifa Harun al-Rashid once requested Sayyidina Imam Abu Yusuf, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, please relate the attributes and characteristics of Sayyidina Imam Azam, Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It's very important, subhanallah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, Imam Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was very pious and ascetic person. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to abstain from every action which was impermissible in Sharia. In short, what is not allowed by Islam, by Islamic law, he would abstain from. He would refrain from that act. Stay away from the people indulged in worldliness and materialism. This was his another beautiful attribute and quality. Had aversion to the vain and idle talks, being quit most of the time, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to remain engaged in contemplating about Islam and hereafter. If anybody asked any question, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would answer if he knew, otherwise rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would remain quiet. This is the shan of ulama. This is, subhanAllah, status of scholars. If they know, they tell you, otherwise they remain quiet. Used to safeguard his religion. That's the most important bit. They started with this. And listen, and beliefs from all aspects. Used the words of praises for every Muslim, i.e. would not find fault and commit backbiting against anyone. Allahu Akbar. Listening to this, Khalifa Harun Rashid said, obviously these are the manners of a righteous people. The viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to attain something from the blessed life, blessed seerah of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, how beautifully Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has described this briefly and profoundly and very beautifully. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, we've learned that we need to abstain from each and every act which is not allowed in Islam, which is not allowed in Sharia, in Islamic law. We have to remain detached from that act. Further, the love of this dunya is not good. Love of the material things is not good. We need to remain away from the love of this dunya. We have to live in this dunya, no doubt. But the love of this dunya should not come in our heart. That's a very important point. Further, most of the time, our conversation, if you do the postmortem of our conversation, most of the time there could be backbiting, slandering, tale-telling, lying, so many other sins which are committed through our tongue. That's what we normally talk. We talk ill about people. We backbite people. We slander people. We have no fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whereas subhanAllah, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, they would remain detached from all these bad. Whereas Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he protected himself from all these ill traits. And he was very much conscious about safeguarding his iman, his religion, his belief from all aspects. How much we are worried about our religion? How much are we worried about our faith, our beliefs? Let's make intention, inshallah. We'll try to protect our iman. We'll try to protect our aqaid, our right beliefs. We'll remain detached from the people of correct beliefs. We'll remain detached from those people who backbite, who slander, who tell. This is what we're learning from the blessed seerah of this charismatic personality in the history of Islam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man bin Thabit rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Let me mention another account. Sayyidina Fadl bin Dukhan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had an incredibly awe-inspiring personality. Did not precede others in conversation, subhanAllah. Rather, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh always talked in one's reply, as well as neither did he listen to unless talks, as well as neither did he listen to useless talks, nor did he ever pay attention to such things. Islamic brothers, no doubt. Hats off to the blessed wisdom of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh behind not beginning the conversation. Wisdom behind not beginning the conversation. Indeed, one can avoid many troubles if he begins to act upon the wise Madani pearl of guidance, as it frequently happens that one opens up any conversation or worthless topic or discloses any unnecessary information, although he becomes silent later, but the discussion he started continues and goes on and on. Even sometimes such conversation leads the utterers into committing sins. So neither should anybody initiate any talk nor witness any mess up. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, my Sheikh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, he is also a follower of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit rahmatullahi ta'ala, Sheikh Ilyas Uttar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya. He has given us a mindset that we need to act upon the teachings of Quran and Hadith. He has made our life very easy by providing us a booklet called Madani in Amat. What is that booklet? The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, that booklet is very simple. 72 Madani in Amat. This is also available in English. Very small booklet. You can get hold of it. You can download from www.dawatislami.net. It's free of cost. Or you can ask on any bookstall of Dawat Islami from the centers of Dawat Islami in your locality. My Sheikh, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, has brought those fara'id and wajibat which are important for a mu'min to act upon. And he has also written those acts which are haram and one should protect himself, one should save himself. Alhamdulillah, those have also been mentioned. In other words, in this small booklet, if somebody wants to become pious, if he wants to live according to the teachings of Islam, then alhamdulillah, he can find those actions in this book. And in this book, alhamdulillah, there are so many other beautiful qualities one a Muslim should have, the attributes, mannerism he should develop in his character. This is also mentioned. One of them is to avoid useless talks. One of them is to avoid backbiting. One of them is to avoid lying. One of them is to protect yourself from slandering others. One of them is to protect yourself putting false allegation on your Muslim brothers and sisters. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, most of our sins, they are committed through our tongue. And my Shaykh, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a mindset to protect our tongue. You will find out, inshallah, in this booklet when you read. It will help you to make a habit of protecting your tongue. As we have heard from the blessed life biography of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So we were talking about a booklet, Madani in Amat. Let me mention a beautiful account so that you get motivated and you get hold of this booklet and you try to act upon, subhanallah, and gain the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How fortunate are those who fill out the booklet of Madani in Amat can be determined by the following Madani parable. An Islamic brother from Hyderabad, Babul Islam, Sindh, Pakistan, has stated under oath, one night in the month of Rajab al-Murajjab, 1426 after Hijri, I was privileged to have ziyara, blessed sight, blessed vision of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dream. Subhanallah. The sweetest words of the Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were articulated in this way. Allah Azza wa Jal will pardon the one who would practice Fikr-e Madina daily, meaning act upon onto this booklet. Regarding the questions mentioned in Madani in Amat this month with punctuality. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Please have with us, make intention. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, after listening today's program, you will try to get hold of this booklet. And you will try to act upon according to it. And inshallah, you will feel the difference in your lifestyle. You will feel the difference in your character. You will feel the difference in your personality, inshallah. Beauty will come, inshallah, in your personality. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter how much somebody went against and slandered against our Imam Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was always well-wisher of him. A jealous once spoke ill of him badly, abused him with awfully foul language, called him misled, even ma'ad Allah uttered words like irreligious and heretical, etc. Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said in reply, may Allah Azza wa Jal pardon you. Allah Azza wa Jal knows I'm not whatever you are saying about me. Just having said this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became sad, felt like crying, and the eyes welled up with tears. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I have full hope and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal that He Azza wa Jal will grant me a pardon. It is the fear of torment that makes me sad and weep. As the fear of torment grew out of intense sobbing, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi fell down unconscious. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi regained his consciousness, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi prayed, O Allah Azza wa Jal, pardon the one who uttered slander against me. Seeing such excellent manners, the person was profoundly influenced and began to beg pardon. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I have given a pardon to the one who spoke anything about me in ignorance. However, those, despite being knowledgeable, knowingly attribute faults to me are guilty, as backbiting of scholars lasts even after them. Allah. Sallallahu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islamic brothers, another unique parable how Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi bestowed favors upon his opponent. Moreover, particularly proved the devotion to Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi by forgiving your personal enemies, no matter how strong feelings of hate and grudge you nurse against them. The jealous person of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi once gave a hard slap to the great Imam and spiritual leader of billions of Muslims. Upon this, the epitome of patience, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi humbly said, dear brother, I can slap you too, but I will not. I can sue you, but I will not. I can ask for justice against your cruelty in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, but I will not do that. And I can seek revenge on the day of judgment, but I will not even do that. If Allah Azza wa Jal bestows favors upon me on the day of judgment and accepts what I intercede on your behalf, I will not step into Jannah unless I accompany you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the charismatic personality in the history of Islam. What is our condition, the Islamic brothers? If someone speaks ill about us, we get outrageous. We get angry. If someone says one word to us, we want to say him 2, 3, 4, 5. If someone abuses us, we want to abuse him. If someone slaps us, we want to hit him. If someone talks ill about us, we do more than what he's done. This is our situation. And look at, subhanAllah, the character of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. How patient he was. Look at the maqam of sabr he has got. Yes, my Islamic brothers, this is called the level of sabr. When you have got authority, when you have got power, when you have got tongue, when you can reply in the better words, when you can take revenge in a better way, but yet you forgive for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But yet you do not take revenge for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You can raise your hands and you may curse, but you do not curse that person even. Allahu Akbar. Look at the personality of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He says, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives me any maqam, Allahu Akbar, on the day of judgment, then I will not step into Jannah without taking you. Who? The one who slapped him. This is the climax of akhlaq. This is the peak of mannerism. This is the beauty. This is the charismatic personality of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, an ability to forgive others and not to take revenge from others. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Certainly our Imam, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was mountain of patience and was fully aware of the incredible excellence and virtues of forbidding others and having tolerance. If only we could learn to reap rewards by forgiving others who oppress us instead of picking an argument and be overcome by anger. I mentioned the blessed saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stated on page 479 and 481 on the book Ghibat Ki Tabah Kariya. That's also available in English by our publishing department Maktabatul Madina. And you can get this book from www.dawatislami.net. You can download for free and you can read A Cancer in Our Society. A very informative book. Now the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is, whoever wills that a palace is built for him in Jannah and his ranks are elevated should forgive the one who oppresses him and give the one who deprives him and mends relations with the one who breaks off ties with him. It will be announced on the Day of Judgment, whoever has his reward with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, let him stand up and enter Jannah. It will be asked, for whom this reward is? The proclaimer will reply, for the people who forgive. Then thousands of people will stand up and enter Jannah without any accountability. Regarding this topic, our Imam, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had a treasure of knowledge regarding Islamic teachings and values. And he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was unbelievably wise and intelligent. It is stated in the book Al-Khairatul Hisan, Sayyidul Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, no woman gave birth to anyone wiser than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Bakr bin Jaish rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, if the wisdom and intelligence of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and the people of his era are gathered, the blessed wisdom and intelligence of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi will dominate over all others. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I hope we have learned so many beautiful motherly pearls from the blessed life of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I make an intention, inshallah, I'll try to act upon, and inshallah azawajal, we will also act upon according to the teachings of Quran and Hadith and whatever we have learned from the blessed seerah of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We love ourselves.